this way, and therefore in such a case, the machzor does not have a chazaka. And therefore we'll have to prove the point that he bought it some other way. Otherwise it'll go back to the original owner. Then was another case. Hahu and Amen, Dahu di Omalil Chavri. Some Reuven came to Shimon and said to Shimon, my boy is Bayaryu, what are you doing on this property? Omalay, so Shimon answered back, Mi Palnia Zevinte, I bought this property off Yehuda. The Omali that he told me at the time when I bought it off him, the Zavne Minoch, Yehuda told me that he bought it off you. So Shimon tells Reuven, listen, you want to know what I'm doing here? I bought this property off Yehuda, that Yehuda bought it off you, so what do you want from me? Omale, so Reuven says back to Shimon, Omale, at lav komedis, don't you agree, you're agreeing right now, Zai Arya Didehi, that this property belonged to me. Like you also admit it. You're just saying you bought it off Yehuda, that Yehuda bought it off me. But you agree that it started out by me, this property belonged to me. If so, and viat loizavinti minoi, you did not buy it off me. You're also admitting that you had nothing to do with me. You only bought it off Yehuda. If so, now Reuben has a right to say to Shimon, zil, leave here. Lav bald bronda diat. I have nothing to do with you. Like, I did not sell it to you. And you admit that I'm the owner here. So, you have no tainus. Like, you admit it's my property. And you did not buy it off me, so then you can't have any tainus here. Amar Rav, Rav said, Dina Kamalei, it's like true what he said. Reuben has a right to throw Shimon out of the field. Like Rashi says, Amalei mipalnia zavintiz adim noch. Shimon answers back and says, you know what I'm doing here in this field? I bought this field off Yehuda, and Yehuda told me he bought it off you, Reuven. Kalei Rashi says, Shomali v'shas mechir v'shulach ha-mimach. Yehuda told me at the time when I bought this property off him, Yehuda told me that he bought it off you. O maskona de milsum akmin en lo v'yad ha-mar. L'maisi, we leave it v'yad the original owner, Reuven. What's the reason behind the time? T'chiv on the mod v'shaloi ho-yakak emetchilo. Since this Shimon admits that this property at the beginning belonged to Reuven, not only in a case where Shimon did not make a chazaka yet, even if he lived there already 3 years, so it's not called a good chazaka. And Reuben has a right to throw Shimon out. So a chazaka she'eni mo taini, because this is called a chazaka she'eni mo taini. You don't have a good taina. She'eni yodeya im hoisa she'loishay shemocha lo yim lav. Like you, Shimon, you yourself do not know if Yehuda really owned it. Like you're telling me Yehuda told you that he bought it off me. So you admit that it belonged to me at the beginning. But how do you know to believe Yehuda that he bought it off me? Who said Yehuda bought it? Ve'evelech hikav bovesodeh shenah shaloi, shomaycha, v'yachzeren alamara, v'gobe moysev v'minah moycholoi. Like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. In other words, you, Shimon, now, you're admitting that this field belonged to me. And you're only saying you bought it off Yehuda. But you yourself do not have any real proof that Yehuda bought it off me. Since so it has a locha, you bought a field off somebody, and that person does not own it, that the original owner gets the field back, and now you have a right to collect your money back. That's all. So that's what he answers back. Amarova Dina Kamalei, that Shimon is saying, if he didn't write, that you have no right to stay here, I have a right to throw you out of the karka. Reuven has a right to throw Shimon out of the karka. Yeah. Right. Another case. Man said to Reuven, said to Shimon, my boy is Bayaryo, what are you doing in this field? Omalei. So Shimon said back, listen, mi palnyo zavino, I bought it off this Yehuda, v'yachalte shnei chazaka, and I ate already shnei chazaka. As here, Shimon does not admit that the field belonged to Reuven. When Reuven asks Shimon, what are you doing in this field? Shimon says, listen, I bought it off Yehuda, and I ate already 3 years. I'm here already 3 years, so don't bother me. I have my chazaka already. Omalei, so now Reuven says back, yishino Shimon, paln yigaz lonahu. You're saying that you bought this field off Yehuda. I'm telling you, Yehuda is a gazlin. Stole it from me. Omalei. And he said to him, I voistli sadi. So Shimon says back to Reuven like this, listen, I have edim, the asoi imlechi b'cho, that I myself, Shimon, before I bought this field off Yehuda, I went to you, Reuven, and I asked you for advice. I have Eidus that I asked you for advice, should I buy this field or not? V'yamarteli, and you, Reuven, answered me and told me, Zilzavin, yes, go ahead and buy it.
If so, that should be a proof, like that Yehuda is not a goslin, that you're admitting to the sale. Like you yourself, Reuven,
told me, gave me advice to buy this field off Yehuda.
So if you yourself told me to buy it, how could you tell me now that Yehuda is a goslin, he stole it from you?
The Hura, that's the Eidus that you yourself admitted that he's not a goslin. Tomorrow says, Omale. So Reuven answered back and says, you're right, true, I admit that I told you to buy it, but you know why? Not because it really belongs to Yehuda. Avad, I'm still saying, like I'm saying, that Yehuda is a goslin. But the reason why I advised you to buy the field of Yehuda, because Hasheni Noyachli Harisha Koshimenu. In other words, Reuven is saying really that Yehuda is a goslin. Yehuda stole it from me. But Yehuda is too strong. I can't get my field back from Yehuda.
Therefore, what I want you to do, Shimon, is you now go and buy the field off Yehuda. Very good. You're an easygoing guy. Once you buy the field, now I know that I'll be able to get my field back. That's why I told you to buy it.
But not because I really admitted that the field really belonged to Yehuda. No. I just gave you advice. Maybe he wasn't allowed to do this, Mr. Amo. It was a wrong advice, like it needs to do this. But that's all I meant to tell you. I only wanted you to buy it, that I should be able to get my field back. The question is now, do we believe Reuven or not? So my Rabbi says, yes, we believe Reuven. Dina Kamale, there's such a loch like that, we believe him. That Reuven has a right to answer himself and say, that you know why I told you to buy the field? Was because I wanted the field to get back to me. And if you'll buy it, it's easy for me to get it away from you. But you that I can't touch. Since so, we believe now Reuven. Rashi says, Omale, the fourth line of the big lines. Fifth line, Oma Rova Dina Kamalei Hamaru Fiafilu Mhetzik Vasholoshon Mashmash Mechaloka. Even though the first one has the Chazaka, so what? Still we believe him. I will soon see why. So Mar says Zechura Kaman. Who are you saying like? Zechura only goes according to Adamoin. This only come out good according to Adamoin. Titnan, we learned something like this. The Gemara in Ksubas we had says like this: Titnan, however al hasoda, if somebody comes to complain about a field, if somebody says, "No, it's stolen goods, stay away from it," however al hasoda, and then the locha is v'chaisim that somebody signs on it v'chaisim. However al hasoda, v'chaisim olay, and they signed on it, date, and the aid is signed that it's a good sale. Yeah. Hora alasada v'chosam alei b'yei. Like, here's the case. Hora alasada, you Reuven, you're complaining that Shimon that bought the field had no right to buy the field. Again, Shimon bought this field off Yehuda, and Reuven was an aide on this shtar that when Yehuda sold the field to Shimon, Reuven was an aide. And Reuven himself now comes and complains and says, "Listen, Yehuda stole the field for me, and the sale is not a good sale." Mama Shalom case. So Admin says, "True, we believe this Reuven because he has the right to say Hasheni Noyachli Harishin Koshimenu." Like Reuven says, "You know why I signed on this shtar when they were selling it? You know why I signed on it? Because I wanted this field to get out of Yehuda's hands." Yehuda is a goslin, but he's a strong guy. I can't get my field away from him. So I'm letting Reuven buy this field. And I'll even be an aide on the shtar that it's a good sale. But not because Mitzar Adin is good, only because I want the field to get out of Yehuda's hands, that now when it comes into Shimon's hands, I'll be able to get it back. That's what Reuven is saying. So the order, the one that's complaining, is saying, even though I signed on the shtar, I only meant it to get it out of the hands of Yehuda. Sadman said, "True, we believe him. We trust you. It's like a true that can happen." But the Chachamim say, "No, if it has a chusai, you lose your chus. You can't get it back anymore." Rashi said it's not. Reuven Oyer Al Sode Shemacha Shimon Levi. Reuven is complaining that a field that Shimon sold to Levi. V'yoyner Reuben. Reuben says ki Shimon gazlem amenu, that Shimon stole it. So Shimon sold it to Levi. It doesn't belong to Levi. It belongs to me. V'hu Reuben amor rechosim len. Reuben, the one complaining now, signed on the star.
Yeah.
So Advent says we believe him, and the Chum say no, we do not believe him, and therefore you Reuben lost your schusim. Since you signed on the star, you lost your schusim. So the Kash Rashi says is the Rashbam, we pass come out to Chumim. Says so, how could Rava before say, Dina Kamalei, that we believe this Reuven when he says that even though I told you to buy the field, it's only because I wanted you to get it away from the Gazlin, how do we believe the Reuven, the Chura, that's only good according to Admon? But we pass come out to Chumim. And the Chumim say, Ivid Eschusoi, you lose your schusim, we should not believe you. So it's a Kash on Rava. So Rava says here it's good. Even if you want to say the Rav is saying according to the Rabbanan Shita, even according to Chomim, even though over there Chomim say that's Chusa, I tell you, Hosom Oved Lei Maisa. There are the cases that this Reuven signed on the Shtar. If he did such a big action of signing on a Shtar Mechira, then you can't come and tell us that it's stolen goods. So far a person wouldn't go. That's the Chomim Svara. Russian Maisa Chosim. Since you went and signed on the star, did such a big thing, there it has to be that the sale is a good sale. We do not believe you now to say it's stolen goods. I will talk over here now a case. What did Reuven do? Reuven didn't do a maisa. Reuven just advised Shimon to buy the field. But not that Reuven really helped along in the sale. When Shimon came to ask him, should I buy this field off Yudah? So Reuven says, yes, you could buy it. I will talk of the burei of it. He only said words. If so, Ovid Inish de Mikri V'yomar. That can happen, that a person could say something. Ovid Inish de Mikri V'yomar. People just could say things, that's alright. Therefore, it says there's no kasha. Even though we hold like a chom, not like Admoin, but that's only when we did a meister, Ksimus Ashtar. But here, just to say you did it, then it's alright. Nalimor says, Hahudi was a man. The Yomar Lechavar, again, Reuven went to his friend Shimon. And asked him, my boy, Yispayari, listen, what are you doing here in this field? Oh, Malay. So Reuven said, you should know, Shimon said, Mi palnia zavinte, I bought this field off Yehuda. V'yachaltiya shnei chazoka. And I already stayed here ready 3 years. I already ate chazoka. I'm on already 3 years. Don't bother me. Oh, Malay. So Reuven said back, listen, you Shimon, you say you bought off Yehuda. Palni gazlonahu. That's Yehuda you bought off as a gazlin. Omalei, so Reuven, so Shimon said back, Vo isli sad, listen, I have Edis here, the Asis biurta, that I went to you at night time, the Amart Ali, Zadan Ali, and you told me to buy it. Omalei said back, Amina Izvun, I didn't tell you to buy it, I tell you to sell it. See Rashi, the Amart Ali, Zadan Ali, now Vim Shaloch Hoysa, Hoylocho Lohoitzi Momon, Bedin, Haloisi Mimeno Bedin Chinam, for Loi Laabid Moisecha. 1 second, I forget. Well, again, case again like this. Again, that Reuven came to Shimon. Hey, Shimon, what are you doing in this field? So Shimon said, listen, I bought this field of Yehuda, and I'm here already three years already. So now Reuven says, Yehuda is a gazlin, and he stole it off me. It's my field. So Shimon says, back, listen. Shimon says, no, listen. For Isli sounds, I have Edis, the Yassis of the Yurta that you came to me last night, and you told me, sell it to me. Because I have Edis, the last night Reuven went to Shimon, and Reuven asked Shimon to sell me the property. So if you asked me to sell me the property, how could you say it's like stolen goods? It's stolen from you. If Yehuda really stole it from you, and I bought it off Yehuda, I'm afraid to give it back to you, Mitzar Adin. Says, so, how come you came to me last night and asked me to buy it? Like, why should I, to sell it to you? Why should I sell it to you if you can get it, Mitzar Adin? Omalek, he said that, the Reuven said that true, but Amina Izvendinoi, even so, I'm willing to buy something, even though I can get it, Mitzar Adin. That's what he said back. And last night I was still in a good mood, and I said, listen, instead of going through the whole business, going through the entire room, to get this field away from you, because you bought it off the Gaza and stole it from me, instead of going through this whole nice room, I'll be nice, I have a lot of money, I'll buy the field off you.
Then the next day, Chayes Reuven made a bad deal. He lost his money. So now Reuven feels bad and says, listen, I can't buy it, but I want it back. Mitzaradina belongs to me. So the question, do we believe Reuven or not? So do people do such things like this? That even though they could get the property back through a din Torah, they could get it through claiming that he's a gazlin, still they would rather buy it back. Some of Rava said, yes, we still believe Reuven. Am I Rava, Ovid Inish, there's such a thing, people could do things like this. It's normal to Zovin Dinoi that a person would go and buy something back, even though he may get it back, Mitzaradin. But rather going through the Tircha, going to Bezdin, is sometimes worth it for you to go and buy it right now. Sinchlam, we talk to believe you. Versus Ovid Zovin Dinoi, Odom Tam, the normal person, a normal person, Odom Tam, Shere Reitzel is Kaitet. Doesn't want to have any arguments. Afidu al shaloi, even though he really owns it, he doesn't want to go through the din Torah. So also let's see my solit le shaloi. Beloi din. So maybe we talk and believe Reuven. How the Gemara says, Hohu di yom lechavre, Reuven went to his friend Shimon. Ma boy is bayar, again, he asked Shimon, what are you doing in this property? Oh, my le Shimon said, mi palnyo zevine, I bought it off Yehuda, and I'm here ready 3 years. Leave me alone. Omale. So Reuven said to Shimon, Vo nekita shtoro tizavno li minei. Listen, I have a shtar from Yehuda that he sold me the shtar. What are you, Shimon, saying? That you bought this field off Yehuda, therefore it belongs to you, but me, Reuven, I have a shtar that you just sold me the field.